When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. It's me, Shan, mama of the girls. I have two girls, Anya and Ari, and I am a mom, and I am in this pod thing, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. Welcome. I know you've seen a post. I've known you seen some merch. I've known you swipe through Twitter and my CA feed. Yes, it is Cozy Womb Podcast, and today we are in episode 12 talking about self-doubt during parenthood, because it is a real thing. It is a thing that I've gone through. Some days I go through, and I want to talk about it because people come into this world and they are not parents, and they learn how to become parents, and they learn what parents they want to be, and they learn what parents they don't want to be, and they try, and they have a good run as being parents to the kids that they have or the kids that they adopt. And no matter what you do, no matter how much money you have, no matter what schools you send your kids to, or how much you save, your child will get to a point or an age or a day where they say, it's not good enough, it's not enough money, and I wish I was this, and I wish you were this, and I wish we had this, and I wish this. So having self-doubt before you become a parent, I understand. Having self-doubt while you're parenting, I also understand, especially if you didn't come from the two best parents, or you don't know your parents and you're trying to figure out what parenting is. There's millions of books, but sometimes it's not a book that you need, it's the experience that you need. So that's what I'm going to talk about after these messages. Yay! This podcast is brought to you by Red Circle. Red Circle is an online podcast distributing platform. So you can't create a podcast on the website, but you can distribute, set up, you can cross promote with other podcasters on there. You can set yourself up for monetizing. It's free. If you're on a different platform, it's easy to go ahead and transfer your platform to Red Circle. They distribute in so many different countries and continents. They break it down to like the country, the city, how many people are listening there. Their analytics are great, and they are available to talk to you through chat on there, whatever questions you have. And it's very easy to go in there and edit a show, put a show up and set a show up, or schedule a show. I do a lot of scheduling shows because Cozy Womb Podcast is not the only podcast that I have. So scheduling shows is it. People can donate to your show easy through Red Circle. And it's redcircle.com. You could go in there, log in, set up your own account. And I think podcasting for creators needs to be easy. To tell a creator that you can only have so many episodes or seasons on here, and then you have to delete it, or you have to pay me for having a certain amount of episodes, I think that's whack. So if you're looking for a free platform with lots of options and monetizing options, check out Red Circle. Now back to the show.
Yay!
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
When it comes to this parenting thing, it's not always fun. To my single friends that don't have kids, it may look like it's super fun. It may look like I'm super great at it. It may look like I have everything under control. It may look like, you know, you discipline your children in a great way because they're not rude, they're not loud, they don't misbehave, they don't embarrass you in the store, and they don't. But I'm not going to sit up here and tell you it's really easy. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I had two of the best parents. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that, you know, me and their fathers have the best relationship. I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, everything is always a work in progress. I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth is, some days I wake up with a plan and some days I wake up and I don't have a plan for the day. I'm going to tell you the truth about you're going to sometimes have a kid that you don't understand at all for a while, and then you're going to get to an age where you guys have an understanding and it gets better. I'm also going to tell you that your bed will never be yours for a very long time. You'll have one kid that's understanding of personal space and you'll have another kid that's super clingy. You'll have one kid that you never want to leave. No, don't take her. Well, can you come back next weekend and take her? But I need her because she's such a great help. And then you have another kid that you ask them to get something, they want to ask you why you can't get it. But you have two legs, you have two hands. Or they're super clingy and you're begging their dad to keep them for an extra night. Because I definitely did that with Ari. Ari is my clingy kid. And her first year that I had her, we never got along. I really felt legally obligated to care for her. Because I did not understand her personality at all. She was a very miserable kid. You look at her now, you would never think so. You'd think she was always just full of joy, singing, very into herself, into her looks, into being cute, wanting to be clean, wanting to show off her jewelry and her sticker nails. Like, you would never think that that kid turned into this kid, but they do. So I'm just saying, if you're parenting, take time. Give yourself time. Don't think you're going to catch on to it like that. Don't think every kid's going to be the same. Don't think that you're going to teach all of your kids the same because they don't learn the same way. You're going to go through waves of parenting. Waves of parenting is like struggling. Need help. Have help. Okay, this is not that bad. Then you gotta go back into, oh my God, struggling, pitfall, setback. Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm crying for the last 2 days. I'm crying while I'm driving them. I don't know how I'm gonna pay this daycare. Oh my God, I need help. Oh, I need to go see a therapist. Then you gotta go to, okay, I think I got this. Then you gotta go to, leave me alone. Are you bleeding? Is the house on fire? Then don't come in my room. Don't wake me up. Stop fighting. You're going to go through that phase of things. You're going to go through the phase of them breaking your stuff when they have their own stuff. You're going to go through the phase of, now I understand why my mom didn't get quote unquote good furniture until all of us were grown. You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta go through the phase of, dang, you sick. Let me get all the meds. Let me take you to the appointment. Let me take off work so I can take you to the appointment. Offer them to tell you, oh, I don't know what this is. And tell you to give them the same medicine you've been giving them at home. Waste of time. Don't get that time back. Don't get that time that you took off of work back. Needing help from check to check. Not needing help for check to check. getting financially rewarded or help because you have two kids, you know, because you have multiple kids. Not having a way to having multiple ways, not having help to help is falling out the sky. It's a wave. Okay. If you can handle being a parent, I tell people all of this too. If you can handle being a parent to multiple kids, you can handle the personality of a Gemini, because that's what it is. And I am a Gemini, and I will tell you that our personality is in waves. We want to be around you, and then we go through, we don't want to be around anybody. We want to do this, and then we go through, I don't want to do anything. We want to be super energetic and bubbly to, everything sucks. Like, we are a wave, and so is parenting, right? It's a wave of good and bad. It's a wave of, oh my God, I wish I was a dad, because they just seem like they're getting away with so much, and I'm doing so much more over here versus what they're doing. And the reality is, dads have their own battles too. Moms have their own battles in parenting too. You just have to find your balance and your footing every time, and remember that the bad moments are moments. The good moments are moments. So just enjoy the calm when you have the calm. Enjoy the help when you have the help. When you have a day of parenting that's not so great, don't dwell on it. Don't bring up all the bad things that have happened thus far. Don't take it out on people. Don't take it out on your kids. Don't make your kids feel like they're the problem, because they're not. They're just kids. And especially now in this pandemic, I know a lot of parents are spending a lot of time around their kids, and they want a break. But at the same time, I got excited when school started back. But at the same time, I was terrified every day sending my kids to school in this pandemic. So now Anya's back virtual because I'm scared of her getting sick. And I've had a week of them just having a cold already, and that was rough, right? So I can't imagine one of them having COVID. And the way this president of ours is saying, oops, I want to spill my water. The way this president of ours is saying that any company that has 100 employees or more, mandatory has to do vaccines or have their workers do a COVID test once a week, every week. Like, make it make sense. Like, even if you get vaccinated, depending on your body and how your body takes the vaccine, it's helping some people and it's not helping some people. Some people it's making their bodies worse. Some people it's not messing with their bodies. Some people it's helping them fight off the COVID. Some people, if they have the variant one, it's not doing anything yet. You know what I'm saying? It can't do anything. So you're sick just like people who are not vaccinated. So this whole push to get people vaccinated is not, it's not a solution to me. It's still an option. It still should be a personal option. And I did not want to talk about this, but here we are. It should be a personal option for people. Now, what should be mandated is wear your mask. Because if you're already sick and you have COVID, you have your mask on. Thank you. If you're not sick and you don't have COVID and you're going about and you're being around people, if somebody else has COVID, you're more protected. You're not fully protected, but you're more protected. And thank you too. So like, that's what needs to be mandated. Like this whole traveling for leisure, traveling because I want to go on vacation, traveling because I want to be at the beach for fun, and having all of these people on flights that you saying you have to wear a mask, cool. But when they were walking through the airport, they didn't have to wear a mask. When they got on the plane, they had to wear a mask. You know how many people go through an airport on a daily? If you don't have to fly right now, I just feel like it's irresponsible for you to be flying. I understand that people want a break. I understand that people want a vacation. I understand that people, you know, want to get out the house and do something. Me too. But if it means the welfare of myself, my health, my family, the pressure of me not being able to work because I'm sick and I'm in the hospital and I am the head of household for my house and I am the only way that my rent gets paid and my bills get paid and I am the only way that my kids are taken care of, both of them, and they have some place to be in a home and I can't provide that, that's major pressure for me. That's major pressure for me. We're not going to talk about the stress. And yes, being a parent, it does come with stress sometimes. It's not constant, but it comes with stress sometimes. We just all need to find our footing. We all need to find our priorities. We all need to figure out what's the need over a want. What's beneficial for this child over this child? How does my children learn? What am I not doing? What can I do? Who can help? Who do I want my kids around? Like, it's a lot of doubt that you can have in yourself as a mom or as a dad when it comes to the parenting, especially if you didn't have the best examples for a parent, or if you were raised by your grandparent and, you know, they have some old school ways about them that don't match with today and technology and everything being digital and all of that. So you have to find your own footing and you have to be honest and you have to be realistic about who you want to be as a parent, how you want your kids to be loved, what examples you want to set for your kids, what kind of home you want to give to your kids, what type of opportunities.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Do you want to set up for your kids? Financially, how do you want to teach your kids to balance money? The benefits of money. How to use their credit. What credit is. What is a budget? You know, how to save. Like, you cannot go to school, have kids, and think that your learning stops. No, your learning is constant, ongoing, until that child is like 26 plus, finding their footing in this world. Now, if you don't have kids, and you feel like you went to school and you have a job and you're just financially secure and you're okay, you don't feel like you need anything more and you don't have too much less and you don't want kids, then I feel like, depending on your personality, you can stunt your growth. But my both of my kids keep me on my toes. And I love them for it, right? With teaching you know, my kids' math or reading. I'm finding tips and clues that I wish somebody taught me when I was in school. So it has its benefits. So don't doubt yourself because you weren't great in school that you're not going to be able to teach your kid what they need. Don't doubt yourself because you're not rich, so you won't be able to give your child a great education. You can. Don't doubt yourself because you might be a single parent, a single dad, or a single mom out here trying to make sure your child is well-rounded and doesn't feel a loophole without another parent. The thing is, like, if you're a mom, you can't be a dad. No matter how you try to double team and do more and overcompensate, you'll never be your children's father. If you're a dad, you can never be their mother. And depending on how old your child is that does not have their mother there for whatever reason, the older they get, the harder it's going to be to bring in another woman or a new wife to take upon the place of their mother. It will never be 100% of what it should be, but it will be better than not having support. It'll be better than not having help. Like, I would love to have found somebody to marry if I wanted that, because I'm still confused on if I want that or not. And then have children and have one house and have support on both ends. I can support him. He can support me. We can support our children. That is a simpler way of living. But the reality is not every child will be brought up like that. Not every child is brought up like that. That is not the only way to raise a child. Things happen. Life happens. These kids are here. Let's do our best. And I think if there's any parents out here doubting themselves in parenthood, do your best. Do your best. The older your child gets, the more they'll appreciate it. I went through a whole childhood with one parent that drove, and I've only experienced him being in my life consistently until I was like 8. And the only time we were in his car driving anywhere was on the weekend. And then I went from having that to being 8 years old, solely living with my mom and her not driving at all because of her health, how she would lose her eyesight sometimes. And her doctor just recommended her not to drive. So we took the train, we took the bus, we walked, we got rides from people. And I dealt with a mom that did not like asking for help. And it would frustrate me because the people around her wanted to support her, wanted to help her. And I knew they wanted to help her. And there were days where we needed the help and she would not call to ask for help. She would not call to get a ride. And my mom had extreme ego, but in a position where she needed help. You know, and I got to see that. So for me, fast forward to be a mother and I have a house. I'm not on Section 8. My children have never been in foster care. My children have never lived in a shelter. My children have never, lived in apartments we didn't want to be in. My children have always lived in a house. That's something I didn't get to experience, of always living in a house, right? My children have never went without the basics or what they need. My children are very young with iPads, very expensive technology toys. My children have books. My children have clean clothes. They have their own beds. They have their own toys. My children can watch TV whenever they want. They're very efficient. They have a huge backyard to play in. They have toys. They have bikes. They have a nice neighborhood they get to live in. They can go to school or they can stay home. You know, they have a mom and a dad that can move around and get things for them. You know, Ari has two parents that drive and have their own cars and their own house. You know, both of them have a mom that is college educated and can work multiple jobs and has their own business and can provide and is creative and is open-minded. So doubt in parenthood for me, I don't doubt anything about myself when it comes to me being a parent, because I know I'm going to push for my best as a mom for my kids no matter what. I just always have a thought in my head that I'm under the pressure of never knowing when's my last day to pour in. You know what I'm saying? Not to be like dark, but the reality is we don't know when is our last day to pour into our kids. So I'm always making sure throughout my day to catch all the teaching moments, to catch all of the extra information that will help them in the long run, to give them multiple definitions for words or meanings or signals so they can remember it, you know, because I don't know when they'll need that. So let me just give it to them now, you know, and I'm always doing that. So my mind is always going. That's another thing. As a mother, a good mother, your mind does not rest. Your mind is always going. Like right now, Anya is sleeping, but I'm over here recording and thinking about what is it that she could possibly be putting on her face for her face to have like these little heat rash bumps on it. And today I washed everything. I washed the pillowcases. I washed the pillows. I washed the sheets. Then now I'm thinking about like maybe it's the sofa pillows that they have on the floor a lot that they're putting on their face. Because Ari has eczema, but for the last 3 weeks she's had a rash over her body that I took her to the doctor for multiple times, and they said it's just a random rash that kids get sometimes, and that went away. But Ari also has eczema and her face breaks out and gets very blotchy. But she has a cream that I put on there. So I use that cream on Anya's face because Anya's face was also breaking out. But Anya's skin never breaks out. So I'm just like, what are y'all putting on y'all face? Are y'all using a certain soap in the bathroom that you shouldn't be touching? Did you touch something outside? Like, I really want to know. And the soap, I'm using a hyperallergenic soap. So that shouldn't be bothering them. As far as cleaning products, I don't have anything new in the house except for a peppermint plant spray and small fly spray that I use that's natural, that smells like peppermint. So I'm just like, what is it? And I'm not breaking out from anything. So what is it? But, you know, things I think about in parenthood. Another thing that I know for sure is like my children will never not feel safe. I remember being a kid and a lot of times not feeling safe or protected. My kids will never feel that. So that has its pros and its cons, because my kids get invited to a lot of things, and a lot of times I might make up an excuse that I have something to do or they can't because of my experiences as a little girl not feeling protected, or my mom just being too nice to people or thinking there's good in people. And I just feel like I was exposed to things I shouldn't have seen as a kid. I know that I have no doubt in my mind that my kids will.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never experienced not feeling safe or protected. They don't get to go a lot of places without me a lot. And being that I don't like to go a lot of places, they really don't go a lot of places unless I'm going, right? And sometimes I don't feel like going. Sometimes I don't want to go to the pool. Sometimes, it's just, no matter what, as a mom or a dad, whatever you dealt with negatively as a child, you're going to raise your children in protection mode against that by default. That's just what it is, you know. That's how the brain works as a parent. That's how the brain works as defense protection mode, right? So if you're a parent out here, don't doubt yourself. Just always push yourself to be better. Find some parents that you do admire and imitate that, and do your best to be example. And remember the people that did give you the best wisdom are the people that are great parents. Get your feedback and your advice from them, okay? The people who are not doing such a great job in parenting, don't let that kill your vibe of parenting or oh my God, that's what my child is going to do at 13. No, not necessarily. Focus on your child now so you can not have to deal with that at 13. You know what I'm saying? So just change your aspect and your outlook of what you see with kids, and focus on your kids, because what other kids do does not necessarily mean that your child is going to do. You just have to be a good human to your child and they would return the favor, I promise. And some kids, they just gotta do what they want to do. You just gotta figure out what type of child you got. Thank you guys for listening to Cozy Womb. I keep it real here with parenting. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need. Have a great weekend. I have to go to the farmer's market to make oxtails today. So, yeah. Peace and all that good stuff. Bye.
Bye.
Five. Six. 7, 8.